Well, hello guys. This is my thoughts on Lone Echo 2. Now, of course, I played Lone Echo 1 first, which I found a very good game, graphically, and the storyline, and of course playability, and it ran very smoothly on my PC. So, of course, I had to try Lone Echo 2. And I'd say graphically it's slightly better than Lone Echo 1, but it comes with a cost. Even on my PC, after about 45 minutes, it started to stutter a bit. Not every time, but sometimes. So, of course, I checked my heat, my CPU, my video card. They were warm, but they weren't hot. So my guess is it was a memory issue. Obviously, I guess the Lone Echo 2 hasn't been optimized very well, because a lot of people had problems with it, sometimes even crashing. And as you're floating around everywhere, you want it to be smooth. My guess is they rushed it out the door, when it could have used more time to fix the optimization. As I run Half-Life Alyx on my PC, and it ran as smooth as butter, and the graphics are very good in that as well. Anyway, in Lone Echo 1, you kind of went out into space, or in the spaceship, on your own. You were told to do something, and you had to figure out how to do it. And you could immerse yourself flying around in space, or in the spaceship, and there was no interruptions until you found out what you're supposed to do. But not in Lone Echo 2. I feel as though I've married Liv and Juno, another sort of robot, because as you're moving around, they're continuously talking to you, asking you, have you done it yet? And they keep on asking you that. Becomes very annoying. Quite a few times while playing, I yelled out, shut up! And a couple of times I just quit playing because it becomes so, well, annoying. And there's an awful lot of dialogue in this game. Far too much. I found that very annoying as well. Well, there's another sort of small drone robot as well, called Popcorn. It seems that they tried to make it more interesting for younger players, I guess. You know, the Popcorn is the comic relief, like in Disney. It seems all that made Lone Echo 1 an enjoyable, immersive sort of experience, they completely destroyed it in Lone Echo 2. The graphics are still very nice. They also seem to have dumbed down the playing sort of style. Whereas Lone Echo 1 was kind of an adult game, this one, not so much. I haven't quite finished the game yet, but all in all, I'm quite disappointed in the game. It's funny because a lot of reviews said this is even better than Lone Echo 1. I don't see how at all. They more or less lead you through the nose most of the time. And it's the constant chatter in your ears all the time. You know, I didn't think there was any noise in space. I mean, it's not a bad game. It's very nice looking. Of course, that's just my opinion, as you know. I'll be kind of relieved when I finish the game in a way, because then they'll stop nagging me. You take it easy, fellas.